Welcome back to another episode of the Flycast. No, it's not the Flycast.
Well, this was last week's episode.
Oh, the Flycast and Seth is on this time.
What's up? Good morning.
Episode 215 of the Optic Podcast. We'll talk about Shopify and Trade Coffee soon. But right now, I heard, Ian, I heard you have a racist weekend.
Yep. Yeah, looking forward to it. Coda with NASCAR. Going to be a bunch of people.
Another left turn?
No. It's actually going to be probably the most physically demanding track I've done. Just because they have like the shorter layout, so they're taking away the back straight, and the straights are where you like rest and relax.
You relax on the straights?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you just fucking burn that.
This is relaxing.
Yeah, if you got to tighten your belts, you steer with your knee and then do that.
So have you ever had
that at like 150?
Have you ever had an erection while driving?
No.
Okay.
Dude, what? No. You're probably so focused.
That is not
on
the question
not...
I thought that was about to be.
Sorry, I just was curious.
Get a little RB. Yeah.
He said tighten the belt, and it made me think.
So are y'all like NASCAR drivers where you lose? Don't NASCAR drivers lose fucking 20 pounds during a race or something?
That's F1. But
oh, really?
We're near it. I mean, I don't.
Why is F1 so much hotter than everything else?
Well, they just sweat.
There's no AC. They take it out for weight of the car.
Is NASCAR not like that either? NASCAR.
Yeah, I know my shit.
No, NASCAR.
That's the only thing I know about racing.
They don't have AC.
One fact.
Include my one fact. Well, yeah, they take out the AC for weight of the car.
You fucking idiot.
In NASCAR, they probably actually do lose a lot of weight. Their races are longer.
So are y'all like that at all? When you get out of your car at the end, you're just fucking soaked.
Oh, yeah.
NASCAR drivers lose up to 10 pounds of body fluids.
Like, can you feel just a puddle beneath your fucking tank?
Ew.
Welcome to the
Optic swamp?
No, the suit. Yeah, the suit, like, absorbs.
Wait, do you have to pee while you race?
Dude, I make sure. I actually,
you know,
I will triple check before the race.
Really?
To make sure I don't have to pee.
So you never, do you have, like, teammates or people that just, like, they just go? Sometimes you just got to go.
No, I mean, our races are only 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. So it's not bad. That's not
I feel
bad.
Like you just lose, too. If you had to get out of the car and go
piss
during the race.
I would piss myself.
No,
if I'm in third
I mean,
and I have to pee, I'm peeing.
Yeah, 100%.
Multiple,
but then that adds weight to the car.
Multiple.
It's like a pound of weight.
You know what?
But I guess it's still in you, so does it?
There's no way it's a pound. How much is an average?
Seth, I'm glad
Google
you caught
how much
that.
An average piss weighs.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really.
I'm glad you caught that.
Seth pees a pound?
What the fuck? Yeah, no, the worst part
is
actually
average human piss way.
No, the worst part is actually after the fact. Like, the race is over, say you have a podium, right? And you have to go park the car,
cameras,
do a fucking interview.
Wait 10 ounces.
That's like half a pound. More than half.
Is it?
Shit, I don't know about that. I lost.
How many ounces?
I lost 1.2
pounds
after I peed the other morning, dude.
10 ounces is 0.6
I weighed
pounds.
Myself before and after.
Damn.
I was curious.
Damn. You were curious.
I was curious.
You weighed yourself before and after a pee?
Yeah, in the morning. Because I was like, first thing I do in the morning, hop on the scale. Don't like what I see. Go take a piss.
How much you weigh?
Get back on. 204 now.
God, how is everyone skinnier than me? Even Courage is fucking.
That's bad.
Well, yeah. Almost everyone.
I was 177 yesterday.
Don't worry. My depression is getting me there. I've had a full meal in 3 days.
Even fucking Courage is less than 200 now. God, Seth's fucking skinny as shit. Not skinny as shit.
Now, let me just give you some advice, Nick. I think it's just time. I think it's time to just give up.
Never that. Always
maybe,
play in the middle.
Just hit the rise.
Wait, Nick.
For
how,
life,
how
you
much
just
are
try
you?
To talk about it and play in the middle.
How much are you?
Probably 210. All upper
fucking
body,
fatty,
of course.
Fucking fat as shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Do something.
Yeah, but he came on the watch party the other week, and he's like, dude, I've been eating like shit. I've been ordering McDonald's.
Oh, it was. I go on like, it's just sprees. Like the rest of this week, I'll eat fine, and then comes like Saturday or something.
You're
I'll
just bored.
Your cheat meal, you just go nuts.
It is a lot
you're
of boredom.
Just bored.
It's not cheat meals. It's cheat.
I think I have a mental
like
disorder.
Days,
no,
sprees.
No,
of
you know
days.
What I've been doing is
why the hell is he here so early? Fuck, you're responsible.
He heard Seth was here. Sorry, I'm sorry. It's just kind of like It just hit my brain. I'm genuinely sorry.
Having a good morning, walking in with his coffee.
Just gets cooked immediately.
Showing up early, responsible.
Dude, I said it, and I was like, "That why? Why did I say that?
Oh, shit.
What were we talking about? He said it's a boring ass cast.
Well, yeah, so I was running yesterday, and Hector's about to leave for Mexico. I think he leaves today. But he pulls up on me just in my ear, just honks as loud as he can.
Dude, that's so weird you said that. I mean, go proceed.
And I'm like praying. Like, when I'm on my runs, I'm like, please don't let me see fucking Hector or Matt in the neighborhood where they come up behind
oh, really?
Me and they fucking do what Hector did, where he just honks in the back of my ear and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Dude, it's so weird you said that. I don't know why I was thinking of you and thinking of you running yesterday. But I was like imagining seeing you on your run and like vlogging it or something.
Yeah, he did. He pulled up, honked.
I don't
immediately,
know. I swear
phones
I
in my
of
face.
That
I literally just got done with my 2 mile. I ran 2 miles straight, and he's like, "Why are you walking?" I'm like, "Dude, I just finished my 2 miles."
Hex pulling up. Why are you walking? Why is he going to Mexico?
I think it's like a leisure trip, fishing, and
yeah,
I don't know exactly.
Annual fishing trip.
Is that what? Yeah, I think that's what he's going like with all of his boys
in Mexico,
in the boonies of Mexico, just getting fucking
dude. When he
drunk,
was
high.
When he was vlogging, he used to get some crazy shots of that trip, like drone shots and shit. Them in like the fucking swamps.
Oh yeah, for
that
sure.
Shit was wild. I bet you that shit is so fun.
Yeah. What? Just being out there fishing.
Did they get drunk and shit?
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently they get like really drunk.
How long does he go out there for?
I feel like that's the only way to fish.
You gotta do something.
I would think the same thing.
Take shrooms and just like
I still never
feel a tug.
I still don't understand fishing like that. Like how
I get it.
I understand going like once in a blue moon and just like getting drunk.
Look at
and
that shit.
Nah, it's so fun.
Like I can understand going out, getting drunk, you're hanging with your boys, like you're in nature. Like it's almost like camping, but like you do that once a year or something.
Nah,
fishing,
nah.
People just go like
Oh,
they'll sit
saying.
There sober and just like on a boat.
It's relaxing.
Yeah, my
I can see
my
it being
grandpa,
relaxing,
my,
but
my granddad and my dad, I never saw either one of them drink their whole lives. And they used to go all the time. Like, all the time. Just go out there.
My dad would fish as well. He took me when I was, like, 12 or something. But
I think,
was just like...
And I didn't realize this till older. I think it's to get away from the women.
Yeah.
That's
I
really
that.
Do think there's part of that in there.
Nah. I mean, it's just... It's relaxing. I don't know.
It is relaxing, but, like, it's also just... Maybe not the women.
Trip.
Just away from home.
Yeah.
Away from the family. Away from the work. Away from everything. Just go out on the boat. Just go out on the boat. There's just nothing but fuck. There's no fucking power lines.
It's a vibe. I love
Sometimes
it.
There's not even cell phone reception.
Yeah, like, I can see it. I just don't. As a, it's funny as like a kid. You don't. Did you like fishing as a kid? Because I remember as a kid being
it.
Like, "Holy shit! Why is anyone doing this?"
I
but
liked
then
it
as you get older, some of that stuff as a kid that you hated, as you get older, you like kind of like.
Yeah, talk radio. I hated getting in my dad's car and it was fucking talk radio. I was like, can you listen to music, please?
Yeah. Now it's
and
like
now all I listen to is podcasts.
Yeah.
That's all I listen to.
I always used to fuck with the radio when I was a kid. 99.3. Fucking.
But like, was it?
Weenie in the butt.
Weenie in the butt?
Yeah, that's from Family Guy.
Oh. Was it like a talk radio or like
Yeah, they
music?
Come. Well, no, they no, it was like music, but they, when they come on and do their like inner music little talk segments.
You're like in the Uber and they're listening to the radio. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, every Uber.
Why? Why do
every
Ubers?
Uber.
Why do 50% of Ubers, or is it more?
A lot
they're
of
in
listening
their car
to the radio.
All day.
But it's like, yeah, you're in your car all day. Why don't you? Like, you should have your.
They're older. They don't have Spotify.
It's
your
like
fucking,
worship.
Dude,
it's like worship music.
Your Spotify playlist.
Dude, I recently had an Uber where this guy was listening to like a radio station that was like we're on the edge of Houston, and it was like playing two radio
dude.
Stations at the same time. And I'm sitting there like,
wait, what?
15 minutes, and one of them was like the Mexican like fucking trumpet music
yeah.
or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I got you.
Then,
I got you.
And then the other one was rap. And I'm sitting there like, dude, I'm losing my fucking mind here, man.
Ian's like low key like, damn, wait.
I was sitting there like the guy's just slowly eating chips, and I'm like, Nah, dude, I think I'm going insane. No, this guy's making me lose it.
I think
it.
That's probably my biggest pet peeve in the whole world is like radio stations that are staticky.
Yeah.
But like it's still kind of coming through and like it being on in general. Yeah.
I'd rather sit in silence.
I didn't say a fucking word, man.
Well, I always have my AirPods. Always.
Are you even playing anything in it?
Huh?
Are you even playing anything in the AirPods?
In the AirPods? Yeah. What? You think I'm sitting there just in silence?
Or just like to not. Like when the Uber driver sees you with AirPods, they ain't gonna talk.
Yeah.
Do you have
but
like the big?
They
do you
say
have the maxes?
One word and you respond.
Nah,
it might
just
be
regular
a,
AirPods.
I have the maxes and I, like on airplanes, like I'll just put them in and just have the noise canceling on, but not be listening to anything.
Dude, I know
it literally
this,
like drowns the whole airplane.
I
kinda, out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll if you're trying to sleep or something.
I know this isn't a topic, right? But what do you think's gonna happen, like 20 years from now, after wearing headphones all day every day?
Apparently,
with
there's
the headset.
No, there's
I'm
going
to have tinnitus.
The headset dents.
Well, even like the blue. Oh, the
oh headset.
I'm talking. I was thinking the Bluetooth
headset dents,
fucking...
bro. You guys got to get on IMs now.
In do ear. I have?
I'm telling you.
I don't know if I have. A
nah, because those hurt my ears after they're
I don't
in
know.
For
what could
for
it
too
do?
Long.
Just like mold, misshape your head.
Maybe.
What you got to do with the molds is whenever you get them.
Don't they
done,
cost like 10 racks?
No, I got like a.
No, the molds are like. I mean, it all depends.
10 racks.
The molds are like $100, $120.
What am I thinking?
I remember
of?
I went and got molds with Kyler and Ant, and then I retired. Went, got my molds, got my in ears, and then retired.
Do you use them for some sense?
No, I still use them.
Oh, you for streaming it itself? Stream?
No, never. Oh. I use my Razer Black Shark V2 Pros.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. What could even happen from the dent? I feel like if there was, if
like
I was gonna have a dent, there maybe I do have one. I feel like it'd be there
it's
already.
A myth.
Dude, I'm more worried about like the Bluetooth.
Yeah, see,
in
AI said it's a.
AI said it's a. It's
AI
not
said
real.
It's a dent. So, or it's a myth. Wearing a headset does not dent the skull.
I don't know, bro. I've seen videos.
Have you ever heard bad shit about like the wireless headphones and shit, like the Bluetooth being straight into your ear?
Yeah,
your
Zinni keeps saying that the Apple Watch band causes cancer, and I'm like,
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, dude, they're finding out everything. Even these. These shoes, like this.
Oh,
like this Gore-Tex, like rainproof shit, right? Apparently, if it just rains all fucking day, like this guy took a Gore-Tex jacket, rained all day, and apparently he found like harmful chemicals in the water afterwards. Like, it's everything. Dude, I'm.
Why do you have rainproof shoes on right now?
No, I honestly bought them because they're firmer. So it's like, it actually helps.
Running shoes?
Yeah. So it actually is like there's no ankle support on these, right? But since they're so firm.
Oh, Hokas. I wear Hokas.
Yeah, yeah, but because they're so firm, because of the Gore-Tex, like it's just more stability.
Yeah, that's what I wear to run. Hokas. Yeah. Shit's godlike.
Hokas are the shit.
Yeah, I need to get back into running, man. Shit. Duo shit.
Dude, you need to get back into squatting, bro, with them chicken thighs.
I have.
Damn.
Like, tell me I don't have leg muscle.
You don't have leg muscle.
You don't. No, what? No.
Oh,
you
say it with a straight face.
You don't have leg fat, is what you have.
Yeah. Correct.
You don't have much. That's not much muscle.
All of my fucking.
Dude,
you got the pouch.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's just. It's like a fupa. Almost.
That's the
all of my fat just goes straight to my stomach.
That's the hardest part to lose too. Oh, it's so.
Dude, I'm like I'm even still working on that. I don't have the courage to do what you just did. But
are you?
I'm gonna start snorting.
I'm not
coke.
Doing that shit. Next topic.
All right, let's talk about.
Let's talk about
some stuff we could do.
What'd you say?
You want to talk about the Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah. Yeah, after just talking about how fat we are. What were you talking about? Oh, Marvel Rivals team?
Optic Texas.
Optic Texas.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Dude.
Yeah.
0-12 map count.
How was that? I haven't watched a single map.
Oh, it's tough.
That show
is
bad.
Are they getting... Yeah. Is it, like, close?
No.
Nah. It's kind of weird.
No, it's tough. Like, this last match against the Ravens was just, like...
So
domination.
So, tomorrow... Hector calls you up, says, "Say, you're now not only all the roles that you have now, but you're also GM."
people already think I'm GM.
Well, imagine, so they know you're not, imagine you are.
I'm not.
Yeah, who you dropping?
What is your next rule of action?
Nothing.
They're just in a fucking...
Pull the fucking cord on the magic conch? Nothing. Yeah, literally nothing. Just let them figure it out.
Yeah. They're just so in their fucking heads right now, I know it. Like, I mean, they lost what? It was like 250 to 110, 6-1 S&D, then like 3-0 control?
3-2. No, I went 3-2.
Oh, it went 3-2?
3-2, but then they have defense, Hossie. They look like they could win. 5 seconds left. They cap B, and that's all they had to do to win because they had lives, and then we just lose, and I was just like, dude. And then the fucking chats. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I can't.
I can't. After an optic loss, usually it's like, okay, chat's bad for a couple minutes. It's obviously a little bit awkward. You know, we kind of just...
Ignore the chats.
No, we don't ignore it because we're talking about what went wrong and, you know, all that stuff, but... Dude, when it's like it was like 10, 15 minutes of us just not knowing what to say.
Oh, yeah,
dude, it was bad.
I was tuned in.
It was tough.
I mean, it's like, what do you say?
Yeah.
Even as a player, it's like, because you lose a few matches, you shouldn't, and like you're tweeting out afterwards, like just got to do this and messed up with this and got to do this better.
There haven't even been like tweets, like the players aren't tweeting. Because
it's like, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say that's not going to get people just replying like, shut the fuck up, you said this last week.
Yeah. That's fucking tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
And the COD fans, they're ruthless.
And I feel like people are also, it's kind of compounded as well, just because it's our major, this major, and we start 0-9 map count, so it's like, fuck. Now it's our major, we obviously have the ring ceremony going on, they get their rings at the major, and there's a chance, at this point, there's a high chance that we start in losers, and it just kind of sucks. I think we'll probably have to win 3 of our last 4. I think we minimum have to win 3.
So,
but we also play Thieves in there, which Thieves look great right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like if we play Thieves, we'll probably play up to the competition.
Yeah, that's what
But then
feel
again,
like.
It's like, who knows, because we've been kind of all over the place. So, yeah, it's been a tough little drought. And it's obviously, again, at a bad time just because it's our major coming up next.
Yeah, that part sucks.
But I hope they turn it around. I mean, this weekend we got the minor. They play Vegas. First round of the minor, everyone's like, they're about to lose to Vegas. If we lose to Vegas, oh my God.
There will 100%. I think there's got to be some sort of change.
What's Vegas's record?
0-104.
0-12. They're 0-19 in hardpoint.
Yeah, what's their hardpoint record?
0-19.
Okay, let's make bets. When do you think they win their first one?
I don't know if they will.
There's no way they don't win one.
I don't think they will.
They will.
I genuinely don't think they will.
I feel like that the time has passed for them to win one.
I feel like.
Did you see Sam's crash out on that team?
Yeah, yeah.
On Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's great.
What was it? Or maybe we can pull it up.
This is the biggest fucking disgrace. I'm going.
Seth, I'm going 28th loss.
28? So you think they lose 9 more?
They're going to go 0-28 then clutch?
Yeah. I think they go end up 1-28 in hardpoint.
We're not even halfway through the year. They're going to play more than that.
There it is.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's the...
Listen to this shit.
All right, I'll listen.
This shit was... Serious, because this one was fucking... This was a great matchup. This was
a great matchup here. We're not crashing hard enough on the show. But,
you know,
great.
I mean, talk about a competitive series here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, listen, these guys are horrible, man. these guys are horrible. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know the basics of COD. I'm sorry. They just don't know the basics. Like, as far as just, like, flipping
chat
spawns,
saying just skip.
Setting up, working Jesus. Trades.
Move
like, they don't
skip.
Know the basics. They just
Exodus
don't know the...
fell off a cliff, bro.
Brother, it's not even like I don't even want to point them out individually. I'm sure they're all like talented, right? They're all like mechanically, like they look good, like they can shoot straight. Well, they can shoot straight.
everyone can shoot straight. It's fucking dynamic.
That's
aim
what
assist,
I'm saying. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going
but
with this shit.
Everyone
they
can,
lost
bro.
On a map. They are lost. They don't know what's going on.
Bro,
they don't
team
know what's going
fucking
on.
Blows. I have to watch Falcons give 10 points to everyone they play for the rest of the year. They're probably not going to win a series, barring some fucking friendship bullshit. Fucking, I'm not trying against Falcons because we're both not qualified for champs LAG at the end of the year. Falcons fucking suck.
They're terrible. They're so bad.
And the fact that I have to watch them play these series is depressing to the CDL. I'm so serious.
I got
it's
a comment at the
depressing.
Beginning of my stream today saying
kind of
that we're
agree with the guy.
We're bullying them, guys.
I
just bullying
them. Why did you buy a spot and make us watch the worst fucking COD of the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I mean,
buy LAT. Go offer him $1 million.
I mean, listen,
why
bro.
Am I watching Wixel and his fucking school friends get trickshotted?
That's not right.
What's the point? Wixel. Tell me, are any of these four players on the team next year?
This is a weird situation.
Are any of these four players in the league next year?
No.
No.
Why the fuck am I watching them play COD?
This is one of those situations.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm not sure.
I kind of agree with him. At the beginning of the year.
At the beginning of the year, it was kind of like, okay, it's exciting. We have a completely new region joining with a team fielded from their region. And everyone's like, oh, let's see how they progress. Let's see if they get better. Let's see if they can put things together. They got Clayster as their coach. People are like, oh, Clay will get them on the right page. And now we're probably like, what, 30-35%-ish into the season, and these guys just, they're getting worse because people are getting better. Now it's to the point where people are getting better at the game. Now people are actually, most teams understand and know what the fuck is going on and how to punish teams, and now it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And I agree, it's like every series watching these guys, it's just a free 10. And I don't know how we got on the I don't know how we got to this point roasting Vegas
when our guys are
when we're talking about our team.
But yeah, I mean, they definitely, it's like we're bad, but we're not that bad.
I mean, it's boring to watch. Every single series we go into the series, our chat on the watch party is always like, I mean, now we just make jokes of it. We're like, who do you guys got? Like, I wonder who's going to win. At this point, we're just like sitting there hoping that they win a hard point so we could go crazy and be like, holy shit, they finally did it. But yeah, it's
and
bad.
And then 60 seconds in, you're like, nope, not this one.
Yeah, well, no, they play the first half good. Like it'll be like 80 to 80, 60 to 80.
Yeah.
And then they'll lose one rotation, get full 60, and then the map, you just know the map's over.
Yeah.
So
I think like what you're saying is exciting when there's like a new region, they speak a new language, the listen-ins are always fun because you have no idea what the fuck they're saying. But that's what happened with Miami.
Miami's actually good.
But now Miami's sick. Yeah. And so you're like,
Miami also, their team, they fielded players that were already in the league and had league experience. They have Rookie Metals, you know, Real, and then Rancor's a rookie for him this year, and he's been great. But yeah, they just have been in the league. They have experience. They've been, you know, they haven't been great in the league historically.
I wonder what the best team you could make that speaks another language is. Like, what's the best
Not
possible
the
team? That you could make.
Hydra Lens.
I was about to say, Hydra Lens, maybe Legend, just put them in COD for a little bit.
All the same language or just not English?
Hydra Lens, Real.
All the same language. They have to be able to.
I guess they want to be that good of a team.
And Rambo Ray.
Just four different languages.
Rambo Ray.
They're just not even, you don't even come.
Ray would for sure coach that team. A little French team? That would be sick.
But yeah, it's bad. The Falcons are just bad. It's tough to watch. We play them this weekend, thankfully. Knock on wood, but
yeah. Thankfully,
it's weird because I'm even. I mean,
are you nervous?
I don't know. But I'm like,
no.
It's not a win with.
If we lose to the Falcons, I will turn the fucking stream off.
What if
it'll be the first watch party we've ever done?
I'm gonna
where
make
we
a
will early exit that shit.
I'm gonna make.
I won't know. Listen, we're 0-12 map count. We're 0-9 map count. That's wrong. We're on a 12 map losing streak right now. But we're 0-9 in the qualifiers right now.
So we're not 0-12.
We're not 0-12 right now.
We're like 1-12.
But yeah, but FaZe in their little stint at the start of the year, they were looking, you know, not like FaZe. They were looking bad. And then they played the Falcons, and then they went on like a 12 game win streak.
I'm telling you, we just
so
need some momentum.
We need that Falcon. Momentum. I keep saying we just need to see the ball go in the hoop, get some confidence back.
Yeah.
What? All I hear from Ian is,
I don't know if momentum is a problem.
Well, yeah, you like watch their Ravens series. I saw that.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's
that
definitely a lot
of
problems. But
they're just in their fucking
heads. Dude, that
heads,
first
bro.
Map on Protocol, they should have been up 100-25.
Well, they lost both P4s.
Well, I mean,
Us or them?
No, but there was just so many moments where I'm just like, no teamwork. They have no idea what's going on.
They're probably forcing shit. They're probably trying to force teamwork. Once you start trying to force teamwork, and it's just like not natural. It's just worse gameplay.
I mean, I don't know.
Nobody does selling better than Shopify. We've talked about Shopify many, many times, and they're back again to help support the Optic Podcast. Shopify is home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%. That means way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going through. So if you're growing your business, your commerce platform, be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Anything e-commerce that we use here on Around the Bar, the Optic and Flycast, Rich and almost everything that we do here is run through Shopify. It's a great platform and it can really, really help kickstart or improve and take your business to the next level. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use here. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/optic to upgrade your selling today. That's shopify.com/optic. Do you guys like coffee? Because I love coffee. I know you guys, I don't know what video this is, but I probably have one in my hand right now if I'm in this video. But I'm very excited for this next sponsor of the podcast, Trade Coffee. If you are like me, mornings follow a familiar routine, and coffee is an essential part of that routine. It's the one thing that I need that helps, is not only a jumpstart to my day, but it's also just something I love, I enjoy. I wake up and my first thing on my mind is, let me get a cup of coffee. And now I am very excited to talk about Trade. Trade is a coffee subscription service that delivers freshly roasted coffee straight to your door. Trade is the number one U.S. specialty coffee marketplace, bringing you fresh coffee from over 50 of the country's top roasters. Trade's experts have taste tested thousands of coffees to curate over 450 amazing roasts. Whether you're new to coffee or know your favorites, they'll handpick the perfect coffee for you. Take their quiz, and in under a minute, they'll match you with your perfect coffee. It's a coffee that fits you, and they do all the work for you. It's great. And since every bag is roasted to order, you'll taste and smell the difference from your very first cup. Trade's prices are on par with grocery store brands, but the quality is next level. Plus, you're also supporting local roasters, so it's a win-win. Personally, I am a medium roast kind of guy, and I've learned that about myself recently, and they have milk chocolate, nut, and sweet vanilla available. Personally, I think Trade is awesome. It's coffee right to your doorstep. You complete a quiz so that they know more about you and your preferences and what you like in coffee. Some of you guys are just drinking coffee straight off the shelf, sometimes maybe in a little tiny cup that you punch holes in. Well, it's time to make it better. It's time to improve your life, and you can do that now with Trade. Right now, Trade is exclusively offering our listeners 40% off their first order at trade.com/optic. That's drinktrade, trade.com/optic for 40% off your first order. drinktrade.com/optic.
Right now, it's just a full-on, like, tweak fest. AG comes back into the roster. Everyone has high hopes. So, like, AG's back. AG, they won champs with this team, and now I feel like they're just overthinking and overanalyzing, and it's just hurting them. It's like they're playing robotic COD. They're not playing that fucking...
They won champs, but they also made a team change and reverted the team change.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of fucking...
But you can speak on it. When you watch too much VOD and you're overthinking and overanalyzing, you start playing robotic COD, and then when you're in a match, you're second-guessing what you're supposed to do because you're watching so much VOD.
Well, that's why I've always preached, like, keep your problems, like, simple. Like, try to simplify everything. Like, I had a little rant where it's like someone was saying, oh, their chem is off. And I was like, what the fuck is chemistry even? You know what I mean? Like, Like, you can't say chemistry's off. It's either, like, teamwork, it's either comms, it's either fucking team positioning. Like, there's so many things, and it's just, like, if you just say fucking their chemistry's fucked because they have a new player, like, well, that's not the problem. The problem is something very specific. And it's and I don't think it's one thing. I think it's, like, three things.
Yeah.
And that's why I was saying, like, even if they beat Falcons, they need to fix those fucking things. But I think the biggest thing now...
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying beating Falcons is going to be a one-all fix everything, but maybe that could be, like, some sort of just vibe reset because they've just been losing, and everyone's like, oh, the player cams, they look depressed, and they look pissed at each other. Well, yeah, they're losing every fucking map. It's like...
I think right now...
They can't get a map.
I can't wait for the day when, you know, we're past all this, like, tension, so I can... make fun of Bruce.
Everyone who
well I think
make fun of Bruce say, for
I think the biggest thing
the
right now is they have to accept the fact that they're going to be in losers, and I think, like, even if that's not true, right, they should accept that because it takes so much pressure off them to perform, and, like, the majors are the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
At least in my eyes. So it's like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, these league matches, I mean, they're going to make chance.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. So it's like, okay, you're in losers, right? Let's just be the best team as possible, right? So the pressure's off. We're not going to make winners, right? There's no challenge there. So let's just try to beat every single team we play and try to be as good as we possibly can in the moment, like right now. And I think that's how they sort of have to start thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree. Take the pressure.
Yeah.
Try to take the pressure off, because already right now the amount of social pressure on the team is just fucking insane. Yeah.
Did you see
I go into their chats, and they're just like AG's losing like 2v2 bounties, and they're like, they're just cooking them. I'm like, oh my God, dude.
Did you see the part of the rant where I was like, yo, you have to be, as like the OpTic fan base, you have to be very careful with that because your competitors are going to see that shit too. Like, if I'm playing against OpTic, Guess who I'm fucking shooting their body first?
Yeah.
I'm shooting Kenny's body first. I'm shooting Dashy's body first, right? Like,
just trying to get in their head a little more.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's just like, you have to, like, I promise you guys, right, to everyone watching, you guys do not care more than the players, than the people actually playing. They want to win more than you guys want them to win, you know?
100%.
So that's something to consider. It's not like they're not fucking trying.
Yeah.
They 100% are trying.
Yeah. I got faith in them. I mean, again, it's like we've seen this before with this exact team too. And major four quals last year. Yeah. I think it was major four quals, but they had a fucking horrible stage, and then they went to the major, had a horrible major. I remember that's when I was in Italy, and I woke up. They played Miami first round. I'm like, all right, Miami, we should win this series. I woke up 3-2. I saw it on my phone, 7 a.m. Positano. And I was like, I was like, fuck. Yeah. But then they came back and they won champs the following event. So it's like,
you see, people, there was like, what is it? Somebody on Reddit was like, trying to do like a deep dive conspiracy theory that the boys lost on purpose so they could go to your wedding.
Yeah, that's insane.
I think they lost on purpose so they could catch a flight to Italy.
But yeah, I got faith in them, man. It's just a tough stint.
Where was that at? Where was that major at?
It was the fucking local major where they were in the cage yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
That supposed was
to be the
major.
New York major. But.
Yeah, and then it got canceled.
Or the Carolina major.
Yeah.
I believe, man. What I don't want to happen, though, or what might be interesting, I mean, obviously would just prefer like a quick little 3-0 against the Falcons, but if that first hard point starts off and then it's like 220 to 220, it's just going to be such a, like, intense moment. And
we're just going to be sitting there tweaking.
Sometimes for entertainment purposes, I almost kind of want it to happen. Obviously, don't want to lose the series, but, like, I don't know, man. Hopefully, we just come out and we just fucking destroy them. Also, it's the Falcons. Let's just have a close, low game one. But we pull it out in the end. Just... out. Even like if we somehow gave Falcons their first hard point win, it's just
I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't think
when
so.
When we beat the Falcons, I'm gonna tweet back on top. #Greenwall.
See, I think for Optic, if you really like, I think this is what truly gets you better, especially in like high pressure situations, is maps like that where it's 220-220.
Yeah.
It's a fucking league play match, right? So there's so much ad, and then it's Falcons, who's fucking 0-19, right? If Optic clutches up in a moment like that, that's how you actually gain like true momentum.
Yeah.
So I was actually talking about it like, Texas, you're in loser's bracket. I would almost try to have like, I don't want to see them blow everybody out of the water from here on out.
Try to have a close.
I want to see close matches.
I
want to
see a round 11 game 5 against Miami
where they clutch up.
And then and then again, I mean, look at like historic runs at like champs, for instance.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, whenever a team like last year, our team, they're down 0-2 versus Thieves. Yeah. They reverse sweep, and like right there, that alone is like win you a tournament. Yeah, it's like Call of Duty is so fickle like that.
Sometimes winning more beneficial than like a 3-0.
That's some shit Pat would do. Aches. He would do that in the complexity days where it's like, okay, fucking pool play versus randoms, right? And he's like, I'm not going to try that hard. And the matches would actually be close, and then we'd clutch up and just gain like pure momentum for the rest of the tournament.
I always think that like
because you get pushed to the brink, then you win it,
and then clutching up becomes a habit.
Yeah, then you've played, then you go game 5 versus a better team, and now it's like, oh, we've already been here.
Yeah, we've been here fucking 4 times already in this one tournament.
Do you remember that MW 22 tournament where like Ghosty was still trying to find his footing like for our team, and then he gets that 2-piece on the back. Car heady.
I remember vaguely, yeah.
He gets like a 2-piece on the back car heady, and then like all of a sudden our team just like 180'd. Yeah. Like literally went all the way to the finals. We
Look
had
at
never
fucking
been
phased this year.
Yeah. just
go
fucking
ahead, keep...
I think like Ghosty was always amazing, but then when he got that fucking, he's been a different player.
He leveled up.
Yeah, he's like been a different player ever since.
But yeah, look at FaZe this year. They're struggling at the beginning of the year. Simp pops a crazy 1v4, and then from that moment on, they've looked like a completely different team. And I don't want to just give that credit to, you know, Simp's one play that makes them, you know, insane, because FaZe is a great team. They're disgusting. But since then, they've just looked crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like it's Call of Duty is just such a weird esport.
That team like went from almost making a team change to like where they are now, same squad. It's just fucking insane. COD is so crazy.
But obviously there's a lot more to fix, but that those moments like Porter is talking about, they can definitely
They help
a lot. So I got faith.
I have faith.
We play Falcons. If we beat Falcons, we play Toronto.
How good are they right now?
They just got 3-0'd by Thieves. They're like middle of the pack right now, I'd say. But they just got 3-0'd by Thieves in their last match, so... Or was it 3-1? It was either 3-0 or 3-1. I can't remember. But yeah, Toronto's good. Joey D deceives good. I mean, the minor could be like that first step where it's like, come in, beat Falcons, beat Toronto. Now we're top 4. Now we're going to play like a... I think we'd play FaZe... And then who knows? Maybe we beat FaZe, and then hopefully it gives us.
I feel like even like a beating FaZe or beating Thieves, it's not off the fucking table.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Did you see their fucking S&D?
Who, FaZe or Thieves?
Optics.
Yeah, the S&D is worrying.
That S&D, I was watching it like
versus Carolina.
Yeah, I was like, did they even go over S&D? Like, what the fuck is this?
In their fucking heads. But like, I feel like if we have a good like. Minor tournament run, like it could instill something in them that makes them fucking.
Luckily,
believe
we have
again.
The good side.
I think they're just in their heads.
That other side of the bracket looks pretty crazy.
We have a good minor tournament.
I think there is like a
good
side
good
right now
year.
For us.
How is Teach running the league right now, dude?
That is crazy.
He dropped a 1.5 again,
dude. He's fucking like. Imagine if we had this Teach on our team.
Damn.
Fucking hell, dude. Dude, we would have made so much more money. We would have had probably a fucking ring if we had this Teej on our team, dude.
Yo, come on. Lay off my man, Teej.
I mean, shout out to the improvement, but like, goddamn,
Teej. Well, sometimes
Teej.
You just play better with different people.
That
like
actually
I feel
is,
like
he's
playing
actually
with
always
you
been
fucks
good.
Would be tough. Like if I'm TJ and I'm playing with Skump, Krim, and who's the fourth?
Damon. Dashy. It was 5v5.
Yeah, what the fuck? Karma, Dashy, Skump, and Crimsix, but somehow I'm supposed to fucking put
Teach
up fucking
came
numbers.
Off of like,
but Teach is like amazing.
He won
then,
a bunch
too.
Of tournaments that in the World War II year.
When Teach was winning tournaments when he was like 12.
It's still tough though.
I just don't understand why Teach may have hit the latest peak as a player. Of all time,
you think he's peaked? He's peaked
I think he's peaking.
He's,
on his right
he's better than AW.
And how old is he?
He's got to be like 25 now. 24.
That's insane.
25.
That's
how
the
old's
high,
Teach. Look at
that. That is the latest peak of all time, dude.
There's no he's
that
not.
Is fucking ridiculous.
He's
got
to be like 27.
He's 25.
Damn,
that is the latest.
Born in 1999.
That is the latest peak of any player. I'm telling
dude,
you,
dude. Abizi's the second oldest sub in the league. Doesn't that piss you off?
That's insane.
How old is he?
He's 25 as well, I think.
Jesus.
Dude, Seth, you ever think that if we Damn. Were shorter, we'd be better at COD?
Yes. Lower center
if
of gravity.
If I was short, yes. I would have been a fucking
The nervous
God.
System from brain to fingertip is shorter,
it's
too.
It's quick, yeah.
You're more
it's
comfortable like, with your legs.
Bro, I'd be so fuck. Imagine, oh my God.
Your legs just fit perfectly
dude,
off
I
the fucking
chair. Dude, I
should
have drank
chair.
All that fucking 2% as a kid,
Small
dude.
Small little hands.
These are like... But yeah, to put a bow on it, I hope the boys bounce back this weekend. All eyes are on them. They know that. And then, I mean, this weekend is not, obviously we want to see them do good at the minor, but we need to see, we want them to do good in the league matches because that's the only way they make winners.
Yeah, true.
The minor, yeah, if they win it.
Get some momentum.
Get some, maybe get like 10, 20, you
Can
know.
We, what's the
CDL
rest of our
points.
League matches? Man.
We play Miami. LAG is our last match. We play Thieves in there. And then I can't remember our other one. Might be like a Cloud Nine, maybe. So it's like
it's doable.
I mean, Miami's look pretty good. Cloud Nine's hitting. I don't know who we play exactly. Cloud
yeah,
Nine's
like
been on an upswing.
Everyone's decent.
Yeah. LAG right now is still struggling, so that should be good. Oh, it's Toronto. It's not even Cloud Nine.
Oh.
So yeah, that's a tough.
Never mind.
Our next three are tough.
It's
Miami's looked pretty good. Toronto's looked, you know, a little bit all over the Damn. Place, but Toronto's usually pretty good. Thieves, obviously, top two in the league right now, and
Holy
then
shit.
LAG been struggling still, so.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a...
I believe.
I think they could beat
sure
Miami.
Do.
I think they could beat Toronto if they play fucking, you know,
great
to their standards. LAT right now might be a tough task, but then LAG, I think...
Well, we've beaten LAT this year, right?
Yeah, but that's when we were like... Playing good and shit.
That's
mean,
true.
Simple. Right now, it's who knows.
Yeah, that's fucking true.
But we got to win three of them, minimum.
We need to win one of those matches, like a LAT or something. Like even though it looks like we're struggling, I think like if we play a team like that, we'll hopefully rise to the level of competition that we're playing, and hopefully like pull out a big
they
win like that. I think if we get a big
first,
big
dude.
Win like that, it'll.
Yeah, you're thinking too far.
Our,
you're thinking
yeah,
too
Nick,
far ahead right
if,
now.
If they don't
let's
get a fucking
step
win,
one.
If they don't get a win
let's
under
beat
the
Falcons. Let's focus on Falcons.
Yeah, you're thinking way too far. Let's beat Falcons. See how the Toronto series goes.
I'm looking at fucking mid-March and shit.
Yeah.
Nah, we get a dub, man.
Nick, how's the Halo team been looking? Have you been watching or no?
They look great. I've been watching.
I've really haven't been watching like
that. They played Trippy's team yesterday. They look great. I was watching a little bit. I think they... Look. When I was watching, they were up like 7 or 8-1 map count against Trippy's team.
Yeah,
so
jeez, I saw Legend had like two different fucking overkills. I don't know if those
were
in scrims.
Yeah, that shit was insane.
The one with the snipe.
Yeah.
Can you pull that up?
It's
on the Optic Twitter.
He like jumps off a ledge and snipes two people in the head before he lands. Like
what the fuck?
And nah, then he's. Like,
how do you say like "let's go" in French?
I think that
really.
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
Finds two. Jumps off.
What?
Whoa.
Like
yeah,
what
that's
the
a
fuck?
Shit. That shit was sick.
And then he beats Illy in a 1v1 on COD.
Yeah, I'm making my full time return. Oh shit, is that Matt back in? What was that? What was it? Solitude or something? Wait,
Coliseum?
Coliseum?
Yeah, Coliseum from
Yeah, there's a lot of new maps.
What the fuck did I just think of?
Oh my god, what the fuck?
That's insane. Yeah, that is insane.
I'm making my full-time return to Halo next week. Gonna be...
Are you?
I'm gonna be like the Seth of Halo, just like less viewers and shit. But it's gonna be
just
in morning time, I'll be playing like ranked and shit. And then like once they start scrimming, I'm gonna probably just
turn into
little watch parties
can
or something.
Can you coach me?
Tuesday,
Thursdays, get me to Onyx?
In Halo.
Yeah.
I don't know if you will. You might as well hire Ace TV to coach you. I don't know if you
I would
want
hire
me.
Him for other reasons.
I don't know if you want me coaching you in Halo. I'm going to be so bad.
Yeah, you're
gonna it's
be
going
bad.
To be.
It's going
to
piss you off.
Oh,
I've been playing
God.
Halo 3 still.
I haven't touched a controller in fucking forever.
Dude, Nick.
Even when I was streaming
Nick,
a
you
month
touched
ago,
a
I,
squat rack in forever.
Damn!
This is. I think that's his third jab at my legs. The thing is, I can squat
he's kind of
more
obsessed
than you.
With him at this
squat.
Point.
I,
he keeps looking at
the
you.
Sickest part.
He wants to lube him up.
Is I squat more than him?
No,
run
you don't.
Faster,
no,
jump
no,
higher,
you don't. No,
drive
you don't.
Faster,
deadlift more.
More
no,
tats.
You don't.
More tats.
He's got
on
more
him.
Tats. Like, he's got more tats.
It just doesn't end.
He's got more tats.
So let's switch up the vibe. Let's talk about some Girl Scout cookies now because
dude, yeah, they're killing you.
Oh, you know what's crazy is I haven't bought Girl Scout.
Okay, I guess it's not. I guess it's the same vibe.
It's not the vibe switch.
Dude, this shit ruined me, bro, because it wasn't just any Girl Scout cookies. It was the best ones.
The Samoas?
No.
Girl Scout cookies where
they the Thin Mints.
Find out what's in
you think
them.
The Thin
Why
Mints
is
are the best?
Thin Mints are the
right
fucking
now.
Best.
They're fucking toxic as fuck. Thin Mints being the worst offender.
No.
Those are your
dude, those are my favorite, bro. I eat those all the time.
Back up.
I like the
contained levels of glyphosate
tray foils
and heavy metals
or whatever
above
they are.
EPA water safety limits. New investigation found 100% of tested Girl Scout cookies contain glyphosate. 100% controversial herbicide in Roundup. 88% contain toxic metals like arsenic, lead, and mercury.
Oh,
key finding, Thin Mints had the highest glyphosate levels at 111.07 ppb. 334 times what experts say is harmful. Peanut butter
334 and dude, this came out after
why?
This came out right after I just ate an entire pack of Thin Mints.
No,
I'm like, get the fuck
this
out
is
of
what I'm
right
saying.
There.
You have forever metals and chemicals.
I got for
it,
dude, 334 times.
Bro, Shay has two daughters. He's been bringing Thin Mints in like nothing.
Bro, this
them.
Is what
He's
I'm
fine.
Saying.
I've been crushing them.
I haven't had
them. Shay's trying to kill me.
I haven't had Girl Scout cookies in years. I don't even remember last time I like said the words Girl Scout cookies. The other day, literally like 3 days ago, I was in Tom Thumb and they were selling Girl Scout cookies. I was like, you know what? Let me support. And I bought some and I just destroyed the entire box like same night.
See, you
like
got to stop binging like that.
Just
dude, you're on your binge.
Milk, yeah. Just destroyed
just
them.
Eat like three
and then
of them.
A day
yeah,
later.
I cannot condone
a
that.
A day later, shit like this starts popping up. I'm like, I haven't bought or ate Girl Scout cookies since like fucking high school or some shit.
Well, it is.
And now suddenly the day I eat them, the day after, suddenly they fucking kill you.
Well, aren't,
I
they
aren't
they seasonal? Like this is the time
I mean, it makes
year.
Sense why. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're doing
are,
all the
I don't
the
remember hearing about
them
last year.
They're ringing the bell off. Oh, that's Santa, actually.
I think, wait, bring up, let's do this. Bring up all the Girl Scout cookies. Let's see. I want to see what y'all's favorite is.
Thin Mints.
Thin Mints.
The
Thin
ones
Mints.
That are
Why
pieces of
Mints?
Chunks of metal in them, apparently.
Thin
Those
Mints
are
not my
favorite.
Metal Mints.
Dude, I love me metal some Mints. Mercury.
I like the...
Those ones are the...
Scroll down.
Dude, when I could taste
the caramel
the
ones.
Lemon ones.
Wait, what are these? Scroll down. The tray foils. Ooh, they're so good. And so, like, not extra. It's just the perfect cookie.
Those toffee-tastic ones are probably crazy, too. Look at all those
I've
metals
never seen
in those holes.
Look,
there's so, much,
Look at
so
the
many
metal
hidden metals in there. So good.
I've never seen the toast
I like
yet.
The lemon cookie with a side of
Not
lead.
Go up, Matt.
Yeah, comments below. What's your favorite Girl Scout
those
cookie?
Those caramel delights.
Chat.
Ooh,
caramel
delights. Those things are fucking...
Oh, those things, yeah. Those things are top two.
Okay, so you said what? Like, those slap.
Yeah. Those are pretty good.
Those are
coconut,
nice.
They got coconut though.
I like the lemon.
Dude, I don't like the
lemonades are better than
the s'mores
the
are weird.
Dude, Dana likes the tagalongs. I don't like those.
Which one
are those?
The peanut butter patties.
Oh yeah, those are fire too.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are heat.
Do you know what I like only every once in a while are those big boxes of chocolate, like the Valentine's Day ones that you like take the lid off and there's all these different chocolates. I like
it's like
that
a once
shit.
Every 5 years.
Yeah,
type
like
of
once
like...
every 5 years, those hit though.
Nah, because then
once
you
every 5 years,
you get the there's only like three good ones in the whole thing.
Yeah, but
that's
those
what
three...
I feel like you'll bite one, it's like cherry inside. I'm like,
I've heard from multiple people that See's candy is the best candy. Have you ever had it?
Yeah, I have.
Can you look at
it's actually really good.
S-E-E-S candy. You'll see it in the mall. Once
dude,
you guys
dude,
see...
Dude, that shit, do not... Whatever you do, if you want...
This shit is the best, apparently.
If you want to get your girl chocolates for Valentine's Day, you have to order these ahead of time.
Is that still a thing?
Really? Like, that place is... It's hell on earth on Valentine's Day. It's like a bad day at the post office.
In line.
Ian standing there.
There's just so many people.
Yeah, my dad used to get those for my mom, and I remember I just have memories of standing in line for 45 minutes for a fucking box of chocolates.
Yeah, apparently it's godlike.
But all right, don't eat Girl Scout cookies anymore, people.
That is kind of insane.
Thanks for the vibe switch, though. Dude, that Nade shot clip is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, let's
hilarious.
Bring the other vibes back.
That Nade clip is hilarious.
Yeah, that really is. That shit went viral.
I guess we've all seen it.
Yeah. His reaction to it sort of made the clip.
Yeah. I don't think that goes viral if it wasn't for the reaction.
He's like, oh no, that
and
looks
it's funny
bad.
Why is he saying this in fucking chat?
Oh wait, that looks really bad.
Why is he on a second account talking
someone
shit?
Someone goes, wait, Nate just slurred. Dude. Yeah, that shit's insane, bro. Shit,
bro. Oh, bro, imagine you're offline not recording. And like you just like that.
Oh, dude.
And they're like, isn't that Nate Shot's account?
Well, can you turn off like the filtering? Like, can you turn off like...
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
Because I was going to say, someone would probably be like, nah, this is what he said.
Not Valorant. Jesus.
Dude, that is
like
hilarious.
Marvel Rivals can probably see the actual text.
Oh, yeah. I would be messaging somebody.
Yeah. Be like, hey, this shit just happened.
My chat history, please.
It's just the way he spelled it. Like, why'd he spell it?
He was trying to get around that.
Yeah.
Around the
ash. He's trying to get around the filter.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. And instead, it just made it so much worse.
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa. That looks really bad. Was Marvel Rivals still like slapping?
Yeah, for sure.
I think Corey Dunn told me that last week was the first week Overwatch 2 got more.
Well, I think Overwatch 2 had like something come out because I saw like Tim played it for a bit. I saw Sinatra hop over on it for like a day, and then they didn't play it
back
again. So I think they had like some event or something came out.
Overwatch 2.
Where's Black Ops 6?
Where's Halo been?
Oh, yeah, so Overwatch 2.
Dude, I'm getting back on Counter-Strike, bro.
Oh, no, Marvel Rivals still above Overwatch.
Is Counter-Strike still popping?
Dude, no, it's been on the rise.
Since 2001.
Well, I feel like, because didn't Counter-Strike's like competitive season start back up again?
I don't know.
I feel like I've been seeing more Counter-Strike tournaments. It's like Valorant. It's like everything is like COD. It's like whenever the competitive season isn't going on, hype around the game just kind of fades away. Yeah. And then whenever the comp season's back, everyone comes back.
Yeah.
It's like...
What games aren't like that, though? Fucking Fortnite?
Like, that are always just popping?
That are just always... Because, like, we have a tendency to look at games in always a competitive light. So, like, what games are, like, always going on?
Well, at least I'm talking about Twitch, specifically.
Yeah, yeah, that's like, the same.
I'm not even talking about, like, player counts, but what games are always popping, like GTA?
I guess there's fucking not... Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy how insane Queso has been with just playing those, like, old fucking... the shitty like scary games. Have you ever seen his stream?
Yeah, I watch him pretty frequently.
He just plays like shitty scary games. He plays like three of them a night and then just plays Minecraft. I'm like, dude, that's such a good wave.
Dude, that's just the best fucking job.
Just like go on, play the shit game and
make jokes about
be
the shit
funny,
game. Yeah.
And then just once you're done, you'll be like, all right, time to play
Did
Minecraft
when
for
was,
an hour.
When he was playing one of those games and he like went into some like grocery store in it, just casually walking around looking at the groceries, and it's like I don't know. I forget what the item was, but it was like Queso's face on a box of donuts or something. And he was like, what the fuck is this? Like the in-game devs or whatever, like I guess knew he might play
he
it.
He might play
and,
it.
Or whatever. And they put his face on like a box of fucking like snacks.
I don't know. He has to have like people that tell him like when games are coming out and shit, right?
Yeah,
like,
I
how
mean,
do they know?
I'm sure he's
how does
got
he
like
know
little...
whenever like new scary games like that are coming out?
Well, I think they're like browser games. I think so.
Nah, no way. Nah. I'm pretty sure they're all on Steam.
I mean, yeah, Big T's doing the same shit.
Yeah, Big T, dude.
On YouTube.
Have you seen what
this
Big
shit
Timer's
pops
doing?
Up all the
Pull
time for me.
He's big, dude. Will has this like fucking. He just plays like simulator games. That's all. It's
he
like,
plays a game. He was playing a game where you just
wash.
Dig a hole.
Dude, that game
you just
like,
keep digging into a hole.
That game's kind of turnt, though.
Like, what he, could a road trip
road
simulator
trip simulator?
Be?
He's like, doing what? A streamer simulator.
Streamer
He's
sim?
A streamer simulator. This PC cost me $10,000. Streamer life simulator number 8.
Yeah, like he went. He's a Counter-Strike pro.
There's
it.
The dig the hole game.
I want to. Can you click on?
Oh,
the,
I've seen that game where you like literally dig the hole, go get like gold or something, bring it back up.
Can
yeah.
you click the road
game.
Trip shit? Damn, is Big T gonna
Dude, I've seen
Strike on, the channel, watching his content.
Video. I've seen
Miss
someone.
You will.
I've seen
I just
someone
like, are
do
you
one
just
of these.
Driving?
No, he's like, you have to like pack your car. You have to go to the nearest gas station. You have to make sure you can make it to the gas station.
What the hell
this
is this?
Dude,
so
like,
stupid.
I, what? Like, this is Will. I just fucking
introspection.
He's got the radio playing and shit.
He's inspired. Plus inspired.
Life used to be this simple, though, for real. This is how I. That's how I felt when I was about 14.
I wonder. Will has like the perfect like. Channel you just put it on in the background and you put it on before you go to bed and you just like watch him do like
he doesn't even try to like yeah like he's not like
nah, he's
doing
just
the entertainment fucking screaming
exactly.
Like,
he's
just
playing
the game.
I can get some shades too sunlight
and he's really funny this little like one-off
yeah,
jokes
yeah this
so
is it's such Will fucking content
okay hell yeah Will
hell yeah man.
Love me a little bit of Big Timer. Y'all excited for Verdansk to come back?
Very. I actually am excited.
I'm hyped.
I just hope they don't fuck it up, which...
They're gonna, man.
They're gonna.
Which right now, yeah.
They're gonna fuck it up?
Yeah, I just think the cheating's so bad, and... I mean, they already said that it's not, like, one-for-one Verdansk. They already said there's, like... minor changes, which I don't think will be too big of a deal.
Like, why can't they make it one for one, dude? Like,
it is pretty much the OG March, pretty much. So, what is the pretty
what is
lies
pretty
within
much.
Pretty much?
Well, yeah, here's like, the problem. Well, here's the problem with the one to one shit, right? Is maybe the overall buildings and layouts and all that shit is exactly the same, but if the map is not one to one in terms of scale. Then all the distances change.
I think it will be right? For that, right?
Scaling? I don't think so because I don't think the guns shoot as far as they did in Verdansk.
Oh, so you're saying they might tune it?
Yeah, they might like decrease the distance because there is like more sort of recoil than there was back then.
Yeah.
Like back then you could that little ravine with the railroad, like the train going by, like do you remember you could go on top of those block buildings? And take a Grah and shoot it all the way to the cross or the top of the mountain.
Yeah, you could shoot fucking.
Yeah, which nowadays I don't think you can even shoot that far. Like, there's no point in even trying to take that fight. But
yeah.
Back then it was like, I remember crossing that train, the railroad, like being the scariest shit ever. That valley, because you're like, dude, I could get fucking lasered
from anywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fire. I mean, it's just going to bring back a lot of people, I think. So, again, it's like, I just hope they don't fuck it up. Because this is their opportunity for Verdansk to come back, get that nostalgia hit. Everyone's going to come back to
the
game.
It's
the
same shit
every year.
Yeah, but if
they find some way to get you back.
But if it's good, people will play it.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping it's fucking good. Because I want to play this. Like, I'm looking forward to this. Fucking
yeah.
Verdansk.
Yep.
I run
that I always enjoyed that map. Even there's so many different names of Warzone shit, but in like map set, like we did like a Warzone trivia or some shit in some video. And I was just like, dude, I don't remember that. I don't remember that either. I kind of remember that. But Verdansk, the superstore.
It was memorable.
Like all that. Like it's the one. It's got to be the number one Warzone map of all time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I think it's the number one hot take, maybe. Number one battle royale map
that's
of all
a
time.
Very
that's the hottest take I've ever heard.
I don't think towers
it's not beating Fortnite.
Tilted Tower,
stay away.
Listen,
from
I was trying to hype it up.
Listen, I don't care what I don't care what them kids say, bro. Fuck them kids.
You're
dude.
Taking
Verdansk
that over
number
Tilted
one
towers?
I'm taking Kings Canyon over Verdansk.
What the fuck is
Kings Canyon? Is that for,
is
that
Kings Canyon from, is great.
What was that from?
Apex.
I love me some Kings Canyon.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
Apex players
right
hate it,
there.
But I fucking love it.
It's so bad in ranked. You just get third partied immediately.
But ranked is just that. All it is 3Ps.
Well, scroll down, Matt. So we got the HCR sniper,
old?
The Grau, the AMAX, and the Kilo. So a lot of the old meta guns rumored to be returning. Like, so where are all the subs in there though? There's no subs. It's all ARs.
I feel like no one runs subs.
Imagine they brought back the OG MW 2019 MP5. Dude, that meta when it was like Kilo MP5 with the vert,
yeah,
with the vert
dude,
underbarrel.
No,
the hip fire
my piece. Favorite was the Grau, dude.
The Grau?
The Grau. Yeah, well, I think mine was my truthfully, my actual favorite was the M4. Remember like the first meta where it was like M4,
M4
no stock with snipers.
Dude,
that shit was so much fun.
MP7 silencer with a car snipe. That was my favorite.
Yeah, you were definitely terrible.
I was smoking. I was smoking on your pack.
MP7 the car.
MP7 car. That was a fucking meta.
10 mil MP5.
Yeah, I mean that.
You
too,
had extra movement.
That MP5 was.
MP5 was blessed.
What was the other one that it kind of had like the 74U iron sight? It had 40 bullets. What the fuck was it called?
Oh, dude, that was late.
I can't remember.
I know what you're
talking
called. About.
You though. Know what I'm talking about.
You move like quick as fuck with it. Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember what that gun was called.
Mm.
But I hope, hopefully, they bring back some of the older metas too. Which that's asking for a lot because obviously they're going to integrate all the BO6 shit into the game. But hopefully, the game is good. Cheaters are the biggest concern, and they're still the biggest concern. So
I think for me, dude, there's just too much shit in Warzone now.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Like, there's like perk packages, fucking zip lines.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff in COD.
Like, yeah, there's just too much shit. It's like, I don't know. In Verdansk, it felt like it was very hard to find money to like buy things as well. And nowadays, it's like, dude, you might get a couple kills and end up with $40,000 in your bank account, and it's just like.
There is
like
definitely
what do I even buy here? 6 UAVs? Like
there's definitely like a balance for sure. I wonder is Fortnite still running with their like OG map? Because I remember I heard
they brought back OG Fortnite like 3 or 4 times.
Because I remember
I don't know
I heard like a few months ago that they're like bringing it back permanently
again.
Like, but it will not change, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's still like that, but
I don't know what's going on. I haven't watched Fortnite in a while
either,
so I'm not really keeping up with that. But yeah, I'm
Apex
excited.
Has been pretty fun.
What is
Apex has been pretty fun.
Yeah,
I actually kind of enjoy it.
Hell
really
yeah.
I mean, I've always thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I just don't know what the
it's
off-season game is gonna be right now. Like, what's is it still gonna be Rivals? Like, what's gonna be the off-season
for COD?
Does that worry you? Like, does that scare you?
I mean,
gonna be playing Warzone and shit.
Not really. Oh, we're gonna run it back.
I'm playing Minecraft.
We had like a month stint.
Yeah, that was fun.
I'm still so mad that Area 99 came out. We were all playing it, and then fucking 4 days later, rank drops. There goes my friends.
Yeah, well, they're
back to solo Area 99.
They're not going to do that again. They're going to drop ranked delayed next year, I think, just based off how bad it went this year. It's like ranked is already like kind of dead.
Dog, I don't know what they were thinking.
Fucking idiots.
I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you don't want to wait that long, but they released it
like 2 weeks into the
game. 2 weeks into the game, and we knew that there were
so
going to be hackers.
Bro.
Everyone, when they put out, like, there's no console only, like, that doesn't exist, everyone was like, well, how are we supposed to play ranked? Because there's going to be hackers.
Yeah.
And it was just dead silence, and then they released it, and there was hackers.
Yeah, I don't think they're going
to
release
it
like
that next
year.
It's funny, everyone used to roast them about dropping it so late,
and
then they drop
it
early,
and
they just got even more roasted. They just don't know what to do.
That's how it be, man.
Well, at the bottom line,
I think it would have been
is
perfect.
They have to fix the hacking problem.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the bottom line. That's everything. Everything gets better if there's no hackers.
They dropped Area 99. Everyone was playing it. Could have lasted a month and a half.
I think that's the cool thing
then
about
you can drop ranked or
about that EA map, or that map was or terrible. Respawn.
Whoever makes Area 99, I liked it.
Whoever makes Apex is they released a statement Ooh. About hackers.
Are you eating Girl Scout cookies?
Okay, good.
Yeah, Thin Mints. Ooh.
Thank goodness. Matt Craig, where are we at? All right.
You can do your.
Oh, yeah.
R&L drops returning.
Yeah, last thing I want to talk about, we got the R&L drop returning this weekend. This weekend only. We got the, obviously, we're going with that Texas theme. We usually do it around the theme of the tournament that's coming up. Got some fire designs in there based around Texas. So I'm hyped, man. It's,
Yeah, let me give me a little.
We had to plan it around the optic drop, so we got the miner. But you can take a look at some of the designs, man. That shit's that fire.
Let me see what I want. Let's see what Bose can hook me up with.
Bro, tell me that shit ain't.
Yeah, is there a hoodie?
Bose, get me
on like
this. Bose, get me on this
there's
PR
hoodies.
List.
These are just
man.
The t-shirts right here. Obviously, we got to get a Mr. Skelly design in there with the Dallas skyline
oh,
in the
I like
back.
That
one's fire.
But yeah, man, I'm we're always excited. The R&L drops. They're like my favorite merch that I've ever done.
Yeah, it's like
in collaboration with them.
It's like a staple in the COD season.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The R&L drop?
Yeah, it's only going to be available this weekend. So if you want to pick it up, we'd appreciate it and make sure you get it, man, because I hope to see some of you guys at the major rocking it, because that's why we that's kind of why we do it around the major. So when we get to the major, we get to see people rocking it and themed out.
Yeah, so you better buy that shit. When's it drop? Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
Better buy that shit Friday. Get it shipped to you immediately. Have it for the event.
That's right. Appreciate you guys. That's all I wanted to say about it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. This has been another episode of the Optic Podcast, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace. Peace.